This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Holding on for the night. Dad, it's your song. On for tonight.
That one was for Gentry. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a little drag me to brunch? Delicious plus fun equals drag me to brunch. It's at the W in San Francisco. That's what I'm told. Sorry, I've totally got off script here. Let me do it. Let me start over. Just take all this out in post. Drag me to brunch right now. Take the word fresh.
That's what you get for liking it too much when I had all that food in my mouth trying to get through my intro. I was like sitting there going, I can't believe I didn't. Anyway.
That worked out perfectly though. Like a half a bagel before one break and then a half a bagel before the next break. And then you're trying to suck sesame seeds out of your teeth and cleaning up your face. And
why do you go sesame seed?
I love sesame seeds. You don't love sesame seeds? I'll tell if there's an option for sesame seeds, I will always take sesame seeds.
Huh.
No,
like,
nothing.
Like there's a flavor to that that
yes.
you prefer.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. There's a, yes. You ever have, I think it's called like tahini. It's like a sesame paste and John makes like little things out of it. There's names for all the stuff. He puts it on all his food.
Oh, John.
I know. John is great.
John.
It's a lot of crap like that.
Anyway, what about the thing?
Fresh is this hour's code. Freaky fresh. That's right. Fresh. F-R-E-S-H. That's this hour's code word. You text that to our contest line, which is 20357. It's always 20357. Don't be confused. I know we have two text numbers, but that's the contest number. 20357. And then you're in the running for tickets, a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch with us and Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. It's all going down during Pride Month. It's June 28th at WSF, and we'll all be there. We're going to have a great time. Bring a fat stack of ones or fives. I don't know how rich you are. A hundreds. Bring a fat, if you're Drake, bring a fat stack of hundreds with you. Let's stoke out the drag dancers and performers. Drag me to brunch. This is the penultimate chance to win these tickets. Jane has your final chance coming up at 3:05. This part of the show is not just brought to you by Good Vibes and Variety. Because it is brought to you by those. It's also brought to you by Creative Energy. Good vibes on tap. CreativeEnergy.com. Find your location and head in and check out the hot tubs. It's life-changing. I schedule my whole life around getting in that hot tub every day. I love it.
Do you position yourself on a jet in particular? Is there one spot where you're like, this is my jet and this is where I want it? I want it right here.
Yeah, I know what you're going for. This particular one does have some optimally placed jets. I don't love that. That's a little much for me.
Too much jet action.
I don't love that.
All right.
Not really my style.
Okay.
So I often will just sit in a still tub. I just want the hot water. And I sit in the most comfortable seat where I can feel the actual jet ports the least. John is a Jet aficionado. John loves the Jets. He changes the settings on the Jets. He
not
angles
the football
them.
Team.
No, no. Oh, good Lord, no.
Hates the football
Hates
team.
The football team. Loves the hot tub Jets.
Got it.
Right. But the hot tub has, it has been, we are giddy. We get in that friggin' thing every day and we're like, oh my God, it's so awesome. It's, yeah, it's like that. In fact, I got today's duties off my plate yesterday when we, I don't have to do it today.
You don't have to do your wifely duties today.
I took care of that yesterday. It's over. You get the whole week. It's a long weekend too. Yay. So don't miss the big financing event that's happening at Creative Energy. 0% interest for 60 months. It's a great deal. You get a killer hot tub. You get all set up and you are paying for it without any interest. It's incredible.
Bob just shook her head at you. You and your,
oh, she's
I got
30.
My what? Listen, what do you I mean, was, oh, she's 30?
She's, I'm sure she's, you know, she's not even married yet.
What does that mean?
Talk to you in 30 years and, you know, I, look, I feel like I'm a hero in my marriage.
You are putting out,
like,
yeah.
I absolutely. Will put out, I will do stuff. If he really needs me to, I will do it.
No, you
fine,
are.
Fine, I'll do it, fine.
You set a great example for the Bay Area women of the world.
So yesterday he was, just, I'm like, trying to go save it for tomorrow. Save, it just wasn't happening. So I was like, all right, fine. Let's go do it. Whatever.
That's great.
Yes, isn't it? My enthusiasm just oozing out of me. Fantastic. Anyway, next up is a story, I'm sure. So this morning, Maddie comes in and he's like, Sarah, there's this guy. He's an NBA guy. And he was thanking his wife when he was up there doing the presser after the game. He's like, he's an Oklahoma guy, right?
Yeah.
And I guess he got MVP for the night.
Yeah, he's really good.
Right. So he comes in and he's like, oh my God. Like every woman wants to hear this from her husband. Every woman is like, you're going to love it. And he's like frothing over
John
it.
Said this
no,
to
this
you.
Was Maddie this morning.
Oh, Maddie
Maddie goes,
this.
Oh, you. I heard this on the way. Oh, we got to play this. So we're going to play this.
All right.
Here we go.
Ladies, say the guy's name.
Ladies, buckle up. Was it Shy Gilgeous Alexander?
Gilgeous.
Sure.
The one and only Haley Summers.
Crank it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's emotion. Haley Summers. That's his wife of 1 year.
Sorry, I'm so dramatic. Haley Summers, thank you for everything you are for me, for our son Aries. You were the first person to show me what love really meant. Mm-hmm. What love really meant, what sacrifice really meant.
Don't look at me. Stop it. You're ruining it.
I'm not. Listen to him breathe his way through it.
I can't wait to spend the rest of this journey called life with you. So thank you for everything. I wouldn't be the man I am. I wouldn't be the player I am. I wouldn't be the father I am without you. And thank you for that.
Oh,
thought that was really nice. And it's also visual, too, to see him up there.
Oh, yeah. He's just like this big... You know, buff dude, like a king of the world. He's all.
I sure hope there's not a stripper in Atlanta going, what is this?
I thought I was the one who taught you about love. There's actually in this particular story, there's a couple really cute pictures of the two of them together. They've got they've only been married since Valentine's Day of last year. But clearly they've been together. They have a 1 year old together. And they're so cute together. They look so
good.
Here's a picture of the two of them. They look so oops, sorry, camera. Like, they're so cute, right? Like, she just looks, there's real joy in that picture. I think it's really nice. And why not a nice story about love, exciting and new? He's the MVP. And he loves you.
I don't watch Oklahoma City, but I've been hearing about him as he is one of the best players, the best new players. This right now, the playoffs in the NBA kind of lack the star power that you'd expect to see. But these new
guys
are...
That's a nice story to have. You know, that'll pull some people over. He's just so cute as he's doing this speech. He like goes from huge smile to like trembling lips to bent over halfway. So it was really cute. That's a good find.
And then he scored 38 points last night after he gave that speech. So
woo, 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 woo. Okay, next up is... Jane Seymour has stayed a size 4 since high school. That bitch. Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. She's amazing.
Has she had kids?
Well, I don't know if she has or not. It doesn't matter. I have her diet here. She is, she is 74 years old, and she's been a size 4 since she's been fully grown, like since high school. So, I don't know, 60 years. For 60 years, she's just kept it all together. So how does she do it? Her secret is, it actually sounds like that Mediterranean diet you always hear about, you know, minus the pasta. Her secret is a diet that includes a lot of delicious food like tomatoes, olives, and fish. And she only eats one large meal a day at about 1:30 in the afternoon. It usually consists of fish and veggies, including greens that she grows herself, because of course she does. And prior to that meal, the only thing that she will eat in the morning is coffee and hard-boiled eggs for protein. For a snack later in the day after the big meal at 1:30, she'll go with things like pistachios, cucumbers, celery, and hummus.
Four ex-husbands, currently married, and 5 children.
Oh my God, she's had 5 kids?
According to this.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
My wife is a runner, loves it, wants to do it.
Yep.
The same way I want to go surfing, she wants to run. 2 kids. She's like, I don't know if I could. I want my body back so bad. I can't run far enough with the job and the kids and the stuff. So go, Jane Seymour.
Yeah.
If you've been able to make that happen, it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume she has money and nannies or help,
I guess.
Or had. No, I mean, she's 74 now, so.
Right. I'm going to assume that all her kids are at least 40 years old.
Right.
I don't know. I suppose she could have had a kid like when she was 40.
But I also will add that she's someone who looks my wife I'm talking about now. She looks incredible. Mm-hmm. She's being hard on herself. She's trying to.
Well, everybody.
She used to be a size 0, as you often have said, and now she's, I don't know, 2 or 4.
Right. Oh, God. God forbid.
Right.
Oh, tiny people. All us bigger people, we don't like you.
Bob just nodded in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It's, you know, good for you. Good for you. It's great. She doesn't consider her food choices to be a diet. Is she English?
Yes.
Okay. And people ask me if I have a cheat day with my diet, and I respond that I'm never on a diet. If you think you're on a diet, you'll lose track, you'll cheat. But if you find healthy foods that you really love, that make you feel good, you'll never feel shorted. Ah! Or bloated. None of that for me, thank you. Anyway, she eats a lot. Oh, but by the way, I did notice that we were talking about celery the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of her staple foods, she says. That's what she goes with in the afternoon. But that's a good way to eat, actually. One big meal, middle of the day, kind of narrow the windows on either side.
I agree. I think that most people's undoing is their need for variety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can stick to something like that,
yep,
you're made.
Right. But if someone keeps bringing different kinds of cake over and you're like, good vibes and variety? I mean, I really need just like a piece of each of those.
Bravo.
Thank you. The women know what I'm talking about. All right, it's time to move on to Taylor. Taylor Swift
is pregnant.
No.
Is married.
We're waiting for those things.
Engaged.
No. Unless it happened in the last hour or so.
On fire.
Oh, yeah, she is on fire. No. Any other guesses?
In the studio.
If she is in the studio, they are talking about maybe there's going to be a new Taylor's version of whatever the next one that she's working on is coming out. Because there was a Taylor's version that was being played of one song from an album that hasn't been redone. But then I also was reading where she might be able to buy those rights back. Because honestly, as she re-records each record, those records are worth less because everybody plays the Taylor's version because we're all on Taylor's side. Right, Jane? Right, Sarah. So, thank you. Taylor, that was my Jane. Taylor Swift has had that subpoena dropped by Justin Baldoni. They subpoenaed her. They wanted to break that. What is it called again? The D word. Depose her. They wanted to depose her. And she said, what do you want? And they said, there's certain information we want. And if you could just provide it to us voluntarily, we don't have to subpoena you.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So she did do that. She was subpoenaed as part of Baldoni's defamation suit against Blake Lively. So he dropped the subpoena because he got the information that he needed from her. And then, of course, the Blake Lively camp had to spin it where finally he stepped back from that ridiculous subpoena. Because they're mad over there. But that's the long and short of that story, really, is that, okay.
That's how the...
Yeah, that's what Blake Lively sounds like. Of course! She didn't want to talk to you anyway! He's just trying to torture all my friends!
She's in the room.
Yeah, I know.
You really don't like Blake Lively.
I don't. I don't know why either. Like, I had no feelings about any of these people. I don't know why I care about or defend Justin Baldoni. I don't care about him either. But I just feel like, I really feel like this entire thing is a disaster. Nobody looks awesome in it. It is like an example of, I don't know if it's like greediness and selfishness or just kind of, I think it's those things. Like, she just wanted him out of it. And when he didn't step away, she went, I think I'll ruin him because I can. And her PR department was like, oh, no, yes, we can definitely do that. We can go ahead and ruin her. And then he's like, oh, well, I got a PR department too. I'm going to go ahead and ruin you. And then they're suing each other for hundreds of millions of dollars over a movie, by the way, that was great. It's a really good movie. It made money. They could have made more of these movies. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
And your boy got collateral muck all over him.
Ryan Reynolds, I've been a fan of Ryan's for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, John put him in the do your wifely duties thing. Just pretend I'm Ryan Reynolds, which I have done on multiple occasions.
That is not nice.
He's fine with it.
He's not.
Oh, he is. He is fine with it. I can't tell you how many times I've played Ashley Judd over the years.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what he likes. He's into somebody else. Oh, he loves Ana de Armas.
Everyone does.
But there's another chick that he really likes.
Sofia Vergara.
It's not her. Oh. I can't remember if it occurs to me. He hasn't asked for anything lately because I'm enough usually. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you need a little extra. Taylor Swift, in other Taylor news, we could get back on track. Taylor Swift wishes she'd never met Blake Lively after being dragged into the Justin Baldoni drama. This is BS. I don't even know. It's from Page Six. Thanks, Page Six. Thanks for trying to come up with an angle you got me. I clicked. Taylor Swift has reportedly pulled away from her decade-long friendship with Blake Lively after being dragged into the legal drama with Justin Baldoni. This is what an insider says. Right now, if Taylor had one wish, it would be that she never met Blake, says someone who apparently knows. Although there have been good times during their relationship, the issues now concerning the Baldoni case have outweighed them, says someone who knows. When Taylor looks back at their friendship, she realizes it wasn't worth all the stress Blake put her through. She can now see all the red flags that should have been a warning to her, this source continued on. And by the way, there's a whole lot more. Taylor's relieved that the relationship is over. She put up with Blake's antics for too long. She's a loyal friend. Blah, 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 blah.
Keep going. No, this is really,
really?
Good.
All right.
I'm enthralled.
Blake Lively always wanted to be the leader of the pack, and Swift had to step in and tone Blake down.
What publication is this?
Page Six. Taylor and Travis are disgusted with Blake and Ryan and how they tried to use Taylor in their fight against Justin Baldoni, says the source. They're vowing their break from the acting couple is permanent. By the way, nobody in anybody's camp with a name is coming out and confirming any of this. So there you go. And there is more if you want it. It's on Page Six. It's just fun. You know, good times.
And variety.
And variety. Right. Good vibes and variety. Get it right.
Oh.
I listen to a lot of audiobooks. And sometimes I love the narrator. And sometimes I'm not all that into it. And sometimes the author will narrate. And one book that I read where the author narrated it was a Stephen King book. I think it was Desperation, but it might have been like Revival. But anyway, Stephen King wrote
it wasn't Revival. I think it was Desperate. That's the one with
Desolation? Desperation?
That's the one with
Yes.
Yes, that's the one he did. And he's not
Well, he's an author.
And I love him.
Yes.
But I absolutely...
I got used to it and I made it through the whole book and I kind of appreciated that he did it. And I super appreciate that he didn't do it again. Because, you know, if you go and get... Like, audiobooks are... They are not cheap. And I want to enjoy them. And I like to listen to them more than once sometimes. I listen to Ready Player One a lot. Like, I'll put it on. I don't need to worry about where I am in the book. I've heard it 500 times. I think Will Wheaton is the narrator mm-hmm. on that. But I like him. He really fits it. And it's and I can fall asleep to that, but I could never listen to the Stephen King one again. So what do you think about this? Melania Trump, she's got a book out and she is going to have, it's going to be an AI narration. It's her, but the AI is going to actually be the recording.
She can't be bothered to do the work herself.
She can't do it.
Okay. Yeah.
The first lady says her AI voice represents the future of publishing in the audiobook of her self-titled memoir, Melania. This is was released last year. I personally didn't read it. I don't know. You know, after Be Best, I was like, okay, I got your number, lady. The first lady said that a new era in publishing begins with the AI audiobook created under my direction. That's according to her website. She's embracing it. However, she has previously spoken out against AI in other contexts. She doesn't want it to be used to create deepfakes. Nobody wants that. Right? Does anybody? I get so scared when I see deepfakes. When you know it's like, okay, that's clearly not Tom Cruise doing that. Nobody caught him on tape.
No, that's scary and horrible. Yes. And it's weird. I'm scared when they just put a face on a nude body and say this is so-and-so naked. You go, right. It shouldn't even be allowed, like, jokingly.
I know. And it looks absolutely seamless. Like, AI can make it work. They'll even adjust the lighting on the face or the body and sew the thing together. Like, it's ridiculous.
Not here, but other places, that there are hosts that don't do any ads anymore themselves. They just have the AI do the ads for them. Mm. They're... quote unquote
what?
Live reads.
Oh, you yeah. know, I've been noticing
that's a lot
that
is having some a lot.
Ads, some of the national stuff sounds like an AI voice.
Being used a lot now to create ads, so they don't have to hire voiceover people.
They don't have to pay anybody.
They don't have to hire a it is yeah.
I love it and I hate it. Oh, it's awesome.
I don't mind doing
wrong.
Commercials as long as everything times out like it's supposed to. Recently, we had to make not enough copy.
Sure, work. And then often there's too much copy and we got to squish that all down.
Right.
You know,
you got to...
Hey.
And then...
What happened? Anyway, we're doing our spots live in case you're wondering. Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to do the AI thing with the voice. I'm sure I'll figure it out though. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I love this little thing. I'll do a few of these. Hold on, I'm scrolling back up. People are sharing the moment they realized they were dating a total idiot.
Oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Who cares, baby? I think I'm going to marry you. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button. And also follow Bob on Instagram at Bob on the Wave. She just hit 100 followers.
In one day.
Ciao.
As a big Bob fan, I immediately went and followed her, Bob on the Waves, and then I looked at the picture and was like, oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, she's adorable. She has a picture, the picture and everything. Yep. Ah. Bob.
Really likable is what we're trying to say.
102 followers now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
That's where I go.
I'm aware.
Frontier Ford has great deals this weekend. Ford's employee pricing for all is happening this weekend at Frontier Ford.
What you want? Save some money.
I am driving the Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford, but they've got all the stuff, the trucks, the
and lots of electric options.
Mm-hmm. I really love Frontier Ford, and they have a great service department as well. So check them out this weekend if you're in the market for a new car. At least comparative shop, like go and drive a few things before you buy anything. The Mustang Mach-E sold itself to me the day I drove it.
Yeah.
Anyway, pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. Okay, here's what's happening. Morning clouds right now with sun later. Napa should be sunny and 75 for today and tomorrow.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then maybe a little cloud cover on Sunday, like just sort of partly cloudy on Sunday.
That sounds...
Which is even better. Like, yeah, bring on a little bit of cool weather when you're out all day. I want to remind you of a couple things if you're going to Bottle Rock. First of all, you can go to bottlerocknapavalley.com/info. Mm. You want this if you're going to the festival for one day or all three. What can you carry? What can't you carry? You don't want to bring stuff then and then throw it away at the entrance or find yourself going, I need that to get through the day. What am I going to do? Like you might have medication.
Right.
Whatever. So go to bottlerocknapavalley.com/info and they have everything there. What you can bring, what you can't bring. I know that I'm going to be bringing, I have to find it. And if I can't, I'll buy a new one. I have a see-through plastic backpack. That way I can bring...
Good luck finding it.
It's see-through. I know. It's so stupid. Why didn't I put something in it?
Must have straps. I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
It'll be there for you.
Anyway, I also want to remind you to put sunblock on before the start of the day.
And
you may need to reapply again, but at least start with some sunscreen on.
And your clear backpack where you can store your sunscreen because you're going to need more.
And it's also always good to put on sunscreen before you start drinking because, you know, then you just start feeling all great and you forget. And then you're like, and then you start saying things like, F it, who cares?
Mm.
The old people had some drinks.
Yeah.
F it.
It'll be fine. It's fine.
You know, and then your nose falls off because it's peeled that deeply that there's none left.
Right. Know? Goodbye, nose. It's been nice nosing you.
That was really...
Oh, thank you.
I liked it.
Thanks. I'm very punny.
Drum hit would have been good, I think.
Oh, it was just a stunning joke that everyone
caught us all off guard.
It's a joke I need.
Remember what I just told you. Apply the sunscreen before your first drink. I'll get to that after. No, you won't. That's the problem.
You're going
to
be pre-partying. You should put it on now. Just do it now before you even leave.
I understand you can't put the condom on before you start drinking, but you can do the sunscreen.
You actually can do
that. No, you cannot. You, can. You can't
sure
wear that.
You can. Wear it. It's fine. Get one of those strap-ons. Condoms. Hold it in place.
Says the lady who never bothered. Condoms, who cares?
That's not true. I bothered something once in a great while. Be like, oh, I'm so responsible. Look at me. Woo. It's the 80s. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, the 80s. AIDS. Yeah. That was the thing.
Lots of times I've used condoms. Lots and lots and lots of times.
People are sharing the moment they realized they were dating a total idiot.
Oh, fun.
So this is from BuzzFeed. My boyfriend asked me if they speak British in Britain.
Well,
he thought an egg came out when someone finished their period like a chicken egg. I will say this.
Technically an egg does
I know,
come out.
And I will say this in his defense. Guys don't know stuff about woman areas and women, and we're not, and it's not shared with us.
It isn't widely discussed.
I wouldn't have gone that far, but I don't want to defend this dum-dum, but on the other hand, guys don't know stuff. They really don't. And I'll tell you something. I need to figure out how to say this carefully.
Is she dating like a 14-year-old? Like, I don't understand who doesn't know that no eggs come out.
Well, I mean, he's an idiot. I mean, it says
visual,
the
right.
Start
oh,
of
that's
the thing.
Right. It's right there.
I recently experienced my first period. And it's not, how do I put this? It's a total bummer.
You think?
Yeah, like it's a super huge bummer. Like it ruins the day and the days following and it's
the days leading up to
and
it.
And it's messy.
The day of, it's...
And it's no one knows if it's and then it is. And then it's like, oh my God, someone get me new pants. And like it's a whole freaking
and
thing.
And then it's yours for practically the rest of your life. Yay! Every month. Whee! Yippee!
The
go
management.
Go out to the red tent.
The management of that, it's not, it doesn't come naturally. So there's a lot of like conversation. And I don't know, but I know that the missus had to talk to the person in question and be like, there's a lot of things necessary here. And as I was just a witness to it, I thought, oh my gosh.
It's kind of a crazy thing. Like, I think about all the modern conveniences that are around us and the ways we have to deal with this stuff. And like, I remember talking to my Nana about my period when I was a kid, and she had this whole thing. She really still did think that I was going to have to get these contraption underwears.
A belt.
That had like, you know, and then you attach the front here on the menses pad, and then there's the, you know, the way she described it, I'm like, oh, do tell me more. Like big, thick pillows of like changeable, washable things, like not the pack of convenient Tampax or whatever. But like, imagine just 100 years ago, or maybe a little more, like the 1800s or whatever. When I mean, I don't even think they had like toilet paper the way we just have it and we love it and we need it and use it, but we never think about it.
Oh, we think about it. We were stocking up during the pandemic.
Well,
are you kidding me?
Okay, when you don't have it is when you think about it. But for the course of human history, right. There has been no like talk about like an incredible like why am I bleeding? What's happening? I'm a caveman in this point. And
right.
I'm a cave girl in this scenario. And I'm like, what's going on? What's happening? And then the other ladies usher you away like, oh, God, she's, you know, she's got that time of her body's battling some demon inside. And if it doesn't get it out with the blood, then she's going to be pregnant. They just didn't know. They didn't know.
Well, it has come a long way because I'm telling you, we were.
Yeah, but at
it's
least you got like, you know, disposable items.
Tell you that I can say this. I know for the first time when I kind of got that cold splash of water, what the most wonderful body part in the history of body parts comes with. I had a girlfriend who was sleeping over regularly.
Yeah.
For the first time in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And she got up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, what's going on? And she said, I had to change my tampon. And I'm like, in the middle of the night? And she goes, yeah, haven't you heard of toxic sit? What? And I was like, no, you what? Don't what me, what you? Why would I know?
Because if there's a tampon box, if you grew up in a house where somebody left a tampon box, like you've read that insert 50 million times.
No, right?
I know all of it. That's the only reason I know anything about toxic shock syndrome is because my mom's Tampax were right there, and I'd pull the thing out and be like, oh, you know, something to read while you're on the toilet.
No, I didn't know that. And then I started asking her, and I'm like, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Once a month, for however many days, you put a freshie in, go to bed, and then in the middle of the night.
No, that's a her thing. You can get through a night. You're fine.
She was not. And I think maybe she'd had an incident and she was super paranoid about it.
She had very heavy flow because I've definitely woken up and gone, uh-oh.
I think she'd made a mistake and left one in too long and then was.
Realized.
And I don't know for sure, but she was clearly paranoid about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about heavy flow. It was about.
Actually,
toxic shock.
It happens apparently, but it's pretty rare. Like they warn you about it, but I don't think you should live your life being frightened of leaving a tampon in for more than 8 hours. Like you'll be okay. 99.9999% of the time. Do not quote me on that. I don't know for sure.
This is not a medical advice.
This is not right. I'm not even playing a doctor on the radio.
Provider. Thank you.
You see why you had to backtrack on that. Like some people have had bad experience. I don't know. But that was the first time I went every time, every night.
Well, toxic shock syndrome, you really have it. It can kill you is what it says in the pamphlet that I read. And that's all the information that I have on it.
Huh.
News to you?
Yeah. I don't know anything about any of it.
Well,
so there you go. That's why this guy thought an egg came out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, you just said it, though. I never had sisters, and my mom was very private.
Right.
And she wasn't naked woman like, you know, Ellie or... Yeah.
My mom always just wanted to talk about stuff, like to the point where, you know, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to vomit. Please stop talking to me about that. Please. I'm actually barfing into my mouth right now. Please, Mom, please stop.
People are sharing the moment they realized they were dating an idiot.
Okay.
There's a couple more. We were talking about dinosaurs and he was shocked to hear they were real. Then he proceeded to ask me if they really breathed fire.
Oh, boy.
He thought dinosaurs and dragons were the same thing.
That's like the one kid who didn't go through their dinosaur phase in life. Love that. Surprising. Guy. Or didn't run into that kid who was going through his dinosaur phase and telling you all about all the dinosaurs.
They called it the specific ocean.
Oh, specific. Nothing wrong with that. There's no signs for it. It's not like you drive by and it's like, this is the Pacific Ocean. It's like, yeah, it's the Pacific Ocean. No sign. Here it is. I mean, there's maps. There are maps. But even those can lie.
She didn't know that yogurt and pudding were not the same thing. She thought it was how the British call fries chips. She'd been eating pudding and granola for breakfast for months and congratulating herself on being so healthy.
Hmm. What kind of pudding?
It is delicious.
Doesn't know,
like butterscotch pudding?
Doesn't say.
Tappy yucca pudding?
My ex asked me, where does the sun go at night?
Oh. That's just adorable.
Is it?
Yes. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure.
He thought that you absorb plenty of water when you shower, so he didn't need to drink it.
Oh. I always thought that too.
What? No, you didn't.
I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
We were doing a fun fact about me icebreaker in a group, and his was, I've never read a book.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for your loss. Best wishes.
Yeah, that is. It's actually, we're laughing. That's so sad.
It is sad.
That's nothing. Not only is that not something to be proud of, but books are truly one of the great joys in life.
Amen.
I went on a date with somebody who told me straight up that they never, ever watch TV. And I had the same reaction, though. I was like, yeah, this is not going to ever work out.
Mm. Yeah, that's a rare bird, isn't it? Like someone who's like, well, I mean, I guess in our generation, though, there were parents who were like, we did not adopt that and we would never let our kids, the way that some people will not let their kids have a phone or an iPad now. Like that's now they'll like, yeah, watch all the TV you want. Just no portable screens. Long form shows only. 47 seconds of attention span. 43 seconds.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, my sister got toxic shock when she was a teenager and landed in the hospital for several days. It was scary.
Oh.
I think the lady that I in question that I'm talking about, this girlfriend of mine at the time, I think she had something happen.
Oh.
Because she was paranoid.
Yeah.
She set an alarm and got up in the night.
Damn.
Every single night during that time. And it was the first time I went, that is a total pain in the ass. Mm. And of course, this.
Not just for you, because you don't get to have sex with her during that time.
No. I what I'm saying is I didn't realize how.
Yeah. The accompanying things.
Yes. There's a lot of efforting involved.
Yeah.
In the upkeep and maintenance.
Yeah.
Yikes. Let's see. Vin, my sister-in-law got toxic shock from leaving one in too long and went septic and almost died.
Oh boy. And yeah, you hear about like, I had a friend who forgot at the end of her period that she had a tampon in and like, discovered later, much, much later that she still had it in there and went to the doctor. And actually the doctor was the one who discovered that's what the problem was.
She didn't know. She
just forgot to pull it out and the string was gone and she just, it didn't occur to her. And then she's all, what's going on? I'm going to go to my doctor.
What was that?
Nothing.
I don't.
It was problematic in that area and she wanted someone to take a look. What's going on down there? Oh, it's just this. Oh, great. Good.
Someone is mentioning what can happen in bed. If it shows up for the first time, it looks, and they're
you
describing
mean
it.
1 month's worth shows up.
Yes, when it shows
right, it's
up.
It's not the first time. I would hope you're not in bed with someone.
Oh, no. I mean, you're sleeping and it happens, and they can look very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Just sleeping.
Yeah.
Not just sleeping?
No, sleeping. Like you're asleep, and then, you know, and then that you don't realize, and then you get up in the morning and go, oh my God.
I'm bleeding out.
It's like the time that I didn't know that I thought I'd hurt myself and was like, oh my God, I'm hurt.
Yes.
And it turned out.
Even though nothing was hurting, but she was experiencing something.
Yes.
That you thought and was hurt on you.
Yes. I had a t-shirt on that day and there was signs of injury on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, could only think of myself in that moment.
And I think you took the car and drove home and left your buddy there to finish up what he was doing.
I thought I was hurt.
Mm.
I really didn't know stuff about girls at that point in my life or even into my 20s, as I just mentioned.
Right.
Yikes.
Fun topic.
I think this is enough for now. Let's move on.
I think so, too. hey, you guys, Kanye's fixed.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.